Blog Talk Radio. The praise
into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. You have joined, hallelujah, the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. We praise and magnify his name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Bird, along with Pastor Peaches. Are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God. And first of all, we want to thank all of you who have Hallelujah. Just join us in our quest to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and we love them too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God for you. May God add a special blessing to you on this day. And to hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To underscore what we're talking about.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you so good on today. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you out there. We praise his name. And we want to take special our time to thank all of those. Hallelujah. Who have prayed for us. They called us by our name.
Thank you, Jesus.
They took a little time to pray for us.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm so glad you prayed.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad you prayed
Hallelujah.
We're going to take time to pray for our families and our loved ones and people in general. Because, you know, we would not be where we are had not been for the prayers of the righteous availing much.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank God for that.
Thank you.
The opportunity
yes.
to share, to praise God, and to just pray for others. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. So we pray for others now. We put, you know, as the praises go out.
The blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all of that. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for you now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We pray for Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray for my wife, Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pray
I pray Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. We pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take time to pray for others right now, y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray, glory to God, for our family, our
Hallelujah.
Children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for all of them. Hallelujah. All of the church family, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, glory to God, for the Lord's inheritance. Hallelujah. And inheritance. Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald, hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray, hallelujah. Elder Kitty Stevens, hallelujah. 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 Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah. We pray, glory to God. Whatever you do, hallelujah. We pray for our minister, Linda Blackwell and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the children and all the grandchildren, oh God. The honorable Shake Kitty, hallelujah. We pray, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For hallelujah, Pastor Jason Roseboro, Charlene Roseboro, we pray for Pastor Theodos Lee, Pastor Maxine Lee, hallelujah. We pray for hallelujah, Pastor Lewis Ryder and Pastor Viola Ryder, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. We pray for Bishop Dwight Smith and glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, Lady Linda, hallelujah, and Tommy Owens, Elder Tommy Owens, and Sister Sandra Owens, hallelujah, Sister Milton Howard, oh God, and Brenda Howard, hallelujah, all of the, hallelujah, glory to God, bless you, thank you, the boy, Mr. Jerry Cleveland, and Fakim, and the entire family, oh God, Rote Bashakari, but at Sister Annette James, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our siblings, oh God, Mother Deborah, she can't eat up underneath
the name of Jesus. In the name of
Pastor Mike and Pastor Peggy and the entire family, oh God. Glory to God. Apostle Mark, Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sherman, and Dr. Harper, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Swin and First Lady Roslyn Swin, hallelujah. The Don and First Lady, hallelujah. Bishop Larry Somerville, Senior God, and First Lady, hallelujah. Pastor Elaine, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, please, God. Hallelujah. We pray for Norman Evans, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Danielle and Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle. Still another Pamela, Kimberly, another Kimberly, we pray for Dominique, and another Dominique, we pray for Dominique and Justin, oh God, hallelujah, we pray for Tavon, and another Tavon, George, Maurice, and Tavon, hallelujah, glory to God, we pray for Francis Lewis, hallelujah. And another Tavon Lewis, oh God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many other boys, they pray for another Dominique. Hallelujah. Another Kimberly. And then another Earl. And one more Earl. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless him, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. She's from Jessup, God. Hallelujah. But the bush kicked it in there. So, I'm going to hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gary Doug Wilson. Hallelujah. Will Owens, oh God. Andrew Scott, oh God. We don't know what we should pray for as we want the Joe Spirit to make intercessions for Romans 8:20. So we thank the Lord for our prayer language. Hallelujah, glory to God. 1 Corinthians 14:14. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following and blessings, oh God. We praise your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Oh, we bless God. We praise God for all of you tuned in today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And before we go any further, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We have a housekeeping suggestion by Pastor Pete. Hallelujah.
Take out your Bible, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take out your composition notebook, your pencils, your pens, your highlighters, hallelujah. Take out your communion element,
hallelujah.
Write down those people's names that you don't want to forget, that you want to put in the atmosphere, hallelujah, for a blessing, and that you know somebody may need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. You may want to stand toxic for somebody when we take Holy Communion, because that's the meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
You may know somebody
hallelujah.
That needs healing. Hallelujah. 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 Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
and you may have seen somebody in the market.
Hallelujah.
In the prayer, in the market line. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody may say, oh, I'm going through such and such. And you purpose in your heart, you will stand for
hallelujah,
you stand communion. Hallelujah. Yes, God knows that person. He knows that's who you have in your mind. And who
hallelujah.
Your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, redo your calendars. Hallelujah. For 7 o'clock in the morning, praise and worship. Every morning. Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, our Institute of Biblical Learning. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, our midweek victory service, hallelujah. Our Sunday service, hallelujah, 3 o'clock p.m., heard all over the world, hallelujah. Our speaker for this month will be on the fourth Sunday, will be Pastor Maxine Lee from Essex, Maryland. After that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Come out and have dinner, fellowship dinner with us, hallelujah. Don't forget, bring your pennies. They're dropping to the jar, the pennies for Uganda. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. She'll be our January speaker. Hallelujah. Share with us the mission field. Hallelujah. Please come out. Don't forget that date. Hallelujah. When you have a chance, go to the mission, the church's website.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes. And look and see what the church's mission and vision is. Hallelujah. And then go and look at our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. If you like to, can you and donate as much and as often as you want. Hallelujah. We're believing God for great things in the city of Baltimore. We're believing God for a building that has the sanctuary and the dining hall, and
yes,
the classrooms,
yes,
hallelujah,
offices, yes,
and offices,
yes,
hallelujah.
Cool,
we know God is able to do it.
Hallelujah.
He's able to do it still abundantly.
Yes.
Oh, we can ask
him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God knows just what we need.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And believe in him for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He is able to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you can be a part of it.
Hallelujah.
So you see, hallelujah, and name your seed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is able to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. You know, God is wonderful. You,
yes.
You know, hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yes.
And every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, doubt shall condemn. But this
yes.
is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They tell me there's a blackout in this whole area, but we're praising God anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
Amen.
And you know what that power is, y'all? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's that Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for that. And thank you, Pastor
thank
Peter,
you,
for
Jesus.
The housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Thank you,
I just want to underscore something that you said about the pennies. One U.S. penny is now worth $378.59 shillings in Ugandan money. One penny we're dealing with, we're building a hospital because so many people are passed away. Trying to get them to the hospital,
yeah.
Hospital so far away
yeah.
that they die on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
And we are building a hospital in Uganda.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you,
hallelujah.
In the month of January, the fourth Sunday in January, Dr.
Yes.
Helene Russell herself will be our guest speaker,
yes.
and she will be reporting on the hospital in Uganda. So praise God. We thank God for that. And
yes.
we thank God for Bishop Bright Smith, who will be leaving very soon to go to Kenya. Hallelujah, to establish another church in Kenya. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Bishop, hallelujah, Dwight
hallelujah.
Smith, hallelujah, and the ministry God has placed in his hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory,
so we
glory.
Thank God for what he's doing. Again, we ask, Lord, that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to, hallelujah, glory to God,
thank
to the
you,
housekeeping
Jesus.
Suggestions
you,
or today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, after the next selection,
hallelujah.
You will hear, hallelujah, the voice
thank you, Jesus.
Of a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, hallelujah, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, none other than Pastor Petersburg with the Children's Corner
hallelujah.
On today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I can praise this to your name.
Oh, Lord,
praise this to your name.
Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give praises to your name. Oh, Lord. Praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
I give
glory to your name, oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name. Oh, Lord, name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 What day is it, y'all?
It's Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Hump
Wednesday.
Day.
Yes.
Hump Day.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
God is good. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, young people. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised, and you can praise God. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, hallelujah. See, he doesn't want you to wait until you become an old person or wait until you grow up. No, do it now. You don't know if you're going to live until you've grown up. Hallelujah. Praise God now in the days of your youth.
Hallelujah.
Worship the Lord in the days of your youth while you have strength in your body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has put so many scriptures in the Bible for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 3. I was reading in Proverbs 3 today, and I tell you, and this is a recipe for a happy, productive, prosperous life for a young person today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's read some of Proverbs 3.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. It is so much wisdom in it. And if you ever want wisdom of God, read and just ask the Lord.
Yeah.
God, I want some wisdom.
Yeah.
I want some wisdom for life, Lord. And you know what? God is able. God will give it to you.
Yes, we will.
God will give you just what you ask. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God put instructions in the Bible when it comes to every situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not just in all thy ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Hallelujah. But that too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you know, wherever you go, he'll be with you. Hallelujah. When you sit down, when you stand up, hallelujah, God will be there for you at any time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And a lot of the scriptures says, my son. But you know what? You know, take for you too. Some of the scriptures, and sometimes it says, my son or my child. Sometimes it'll say male, female. But a lot, but in that way, it's not always so that to a boy or whatever. Okay? Increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Okay, be careful who you listen to. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is Proverbs 1. My son, if sinners entice thee, sin thou not. Don't listen to what they're saying. If they say, come with us, let us make wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. No, you don't want to do stuff like that. You don't want to listen to the wrong or the wrong counsel around you. Hallelujah. Read all of Proverbs 1. Hallelujah. It is so this is a good book for you young people to read.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For you young people to read. So many times I read in Proverbs and thinking like up to the 7th chapter. I said, you know what? When a male child is born in the hospital, they ought to give the book of Proverbs to the mother.
Yeah.
Because it tells you, it's young men, so many times you are captivated by, or you're captured by the female. And these scriptures will tell you how not to be, or will let you know what the tricks of the enemy or what the hell is able to pull on you. And what they're able to say to captivate the mind and your senses and just have your mind gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when you put your mind on the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, fill your spirit with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know you won't be led wrong? God's not going to lead you wrong. Hallelujah. When somebody tells you something that's contrary to what God would want you to hear or what God would want in your life, your spirit will reject it. God will give you a nudge in your spirit. God will give you a nudge in your spirit to let you know, oh, that's not right. That's not right. And God will lead you in another direction. And that word that word will come up in your spirit. And that scripture will come right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. To let you know, the word of God says such and such and such and such. And then you'll tell your friends, I see you later. I catch you later, okay? I got something to do. And you do have something to do. You got to get away from them.
That's right.
You don't want to be caught with the wrong crowd. You don't want to be caught near the wrong person. Because you know what? When they do something, let's say, and I always give this analogy, or used to give this analogy to my children I was working with. You know, you go into a department store, and let's say you want to go in one section because you want to look at some, and your friends went in another section. But your friends, you didn't know that your friend was going to go in and shop there. But the camera saw all of y'all come in together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are cameras in the stores. And you didn't know your friend went there to shop list.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend got caught.
Uh-uh.
Don't you know the camera saw you coming in with them? The camera going to get all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're thinking all of y'all came in there together to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old cliche, birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you know that your friend and your mama already told you don't hang with that person, your mama already told you, and plus God dropped in your spirit.
There's something wrong.
Something's not right about this person. Or you heard that person say some things that was contrary to your spirit anyway. So the Lord been nudging you away from these friends anyway. But you don't want them to think that you're strange. You don't want them to things about you. And you want to be their friend, because you don't have too many friends anyway. You don't have a whole lot of friends in school. Most of your friends in church,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want your friends. Oh, girl, oh, just stop that Jesus stuff, the holy roller, and this and that. Boys and girls, young people, I've been there. I've been called the holy roller, the Bible thumper, the Jesus freak, the this, that, whatever. And you know what? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people I didn't have to worry about. Because you know what? When you start praising the Lord, they will leave you.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the right stuff coming out of your mouth, they will leave you.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So don't even worry about it. And God, whatever you lose in this life, God will bless you with it. He will multiply it and give it back to you. And he'll give you some friends that's going to talk the same talk you talk, laugh at the same kind of jokes. You don't have to cover your ears because your friend's telling dirty jokes. Or anything like that. He'll give you that'll give you some funny riddles to laugh at. Not so much corny jokes like my husband be telling. But you know what? But some funny stuff. Okay.
All right,
funny stuff. Hallelujah. Give you some friends that love the Lord just like you do.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, read the book of Proverbs. It's a lot of wisdom in there. And if you don't know, sometimes you open up the Word of God, saying you want to sit down and say, Jesus, what do you want me to read today? Or what can I read? Lord, I just love you so much. Lord God, lead and guide me to Scripture to read. And you may not want to always read Proverbs, but you can read one book of Proverbs, a chapter of Proverbs every day of the month. There's 31 chapters. And you can start, most months have 31 days in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can read a chapter of Proverbs every day.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And thanks. God won't steer you wrong. God won't steer you wrong.
No, he won't.
And he'll bless you. And I'm going to tell you this. When you're reading something and you have some questions, write down some questions. Write the chapter and write the question down. Write the question that you got the chapter, write the number of the chapter that you got the question out of. Hallelujah. And you ask your pastor, ask and inquire about that. And you can be as Lord, you say, Lord, I want an answer. I need clarity on this. And don't you know God will give you clarity on that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He'll give you the right person to go to.
Yeah.
She just wants you to to just to love him. He wants to love on you. Hallelujah. And just want the more you go after him, the more he's going to come after you. He's going to let his blessings just run after you and overtake you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The things that you desire in your heart, he is going to bless you with, and you're going to wonder like, oh, my gosh. How did that happen? That's because you've been feasting on the word of God. You've been showing God that you love him. And he's going to show you that he loves you too. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Young people, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul,
Hallelujah.
And mind. Hallelujah. Follow the Lord. Do just have time. Set apart some time just for him. Hallelujah. When you like somebody, you spend time with them. When you love somebody, you spend time with them.
Yes.
You let them know that you like them. You let them know that you care about them. And you know what? And Jesus wants to do the same thing with you. He wants to show you up. He wants to bless you. He wants to deck you out with the things that you desire. Hallelujah. So people will say, oh, where you get that from? And you would say, oh, the Lord bless me with this.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord bless me with this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it makes them jealous. And it's going to make them want to want Jesus too.
Yes.
Watch. And they're going to end up start going to church with you. And they're going to want to know more about this Jesus you've been talking about.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Try
you.
Try the Lord out, y'all. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, and miracles
Hallelujah.
And blessings to the Children's Corner
Thank you.
On tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have come into this house together in his
Amen.
Name
to
worship him.
We have come into this house together in his name and the words of him. We have come into this house together in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him. Hallelujah.
So forget
Get
about yourself
and concentrate on him and worship him.
So
forget
about
yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and trade on him. And worship Christ our Lord. Lord, worship him, Christ our Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaces, we thank you for the Children's
Thank
Corner
you.
On this evening.
You,
I tell you,
Hallelujah.
It was a blessing to me.
Thank
I know it's a blessing
to
those listening. One of the things I use is that
Thank
the
you,
people Lord. Minister life or death to
yes.
you. Ain't no in between. If they're not ministering to you, you know what they're ministering
oh,
to
yeah.
you. They're trying to do something dirty and try to call it clean.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Go to Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed and empowered to prosper is the man that walketh
yes.
not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yes.
So praise God. God bless you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much, Pastor Peaches, with
Thank
the Children's
Jesus.
Corner on Hallelujah on tonight.
Thank
and
you.
Pastor Peaches, can I ask a question?
Yes, if it's an easy one.
Oh, yes, this is very easy. Pastor Pete, tell me what pneumonal ultrascopic silico volcano coniasis is.
It's a disease people get from inhaling silicon dust.
You're absolutely right. My goodness. I thought I was going to slip that one on you. Okay. Okay, let me ask you another question. What time is it?
How the dirty time!
Oh, Lord, heavenly. It has gone back. Somebody out there said that Pastor Peaches has just told her age. No, she watched the rerun. Holly Duty Time and Whopper Room and all those other kind of shows. Way back in the day.
Oh, my God.
She watched the rerun.
No, because
she's
is.
A young chicken.
It is. Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. It is Holy Communion.
It's the
meal of the hill. Meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory
Thank
to God.
Jesus.
1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30 is our text.
Thank you.
Our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements of Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
We ask, oh God, that you would bless and anoint and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves
thank
life,
you,
revives
Lord.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the text on today, it says to examine yourselves.
Yes, yes.
Ever since I was a young child at Doswell Temple, Hallelujah Church,
thank you,
of God in Christ, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Then Doswell Cathedral. The whenever they talked about Holy Communion, all of a sudden we would think about, okay, yes, what did I do? Oh, let me ask God for forgiveness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, it's a good thing to do this no matter what.
Yeah.
So, hallelujah. We love the names of God. His covenant name, the number one covenant name, in my opinion. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jehovah Shitkin, the Lord our righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
thank you, Jesus.
We repent of everything we said, done,
yeah,
Even thought it was displeasing in your sight.
Mm.
Please forgive us for the sin of omission and commission, mm-hmm, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Yeah.
We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. And in the word of the Lord, in the text on today, how, again, it says examine yourselves, and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yeah.
You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
1 Peter 2:24, he says, with your stripes we were healed.
Thank you.
And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Through his blood, hallelujah, our sins are forgiven. So be comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. In the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, hallelujah, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, hallelujah, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life and you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live. And the work to the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Hallelujah. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word on today, oh God. Hallelujah. And there's one thing you put above yourself, hallelujah, that's your word. Psalm 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. And on the same day with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, glory to God, he took the bread, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He said, this is the New Testament. Hallelujah. He said, this is my body. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we remember.
Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, O Lord. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. It declares that you want to help us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every some of our body. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and thank you, God, again, Lord, he declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already. Hallelujah. Already, covers our family, our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels, glory to God, put that to the of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every blessing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every blessing. Fire, 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 fire the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, seven cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because of who we are and whose we are,
thank you, Jesus.
We are.
Thank you, Jesus.
We boldly share our family daily confession on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers of Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. Powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord,
bless
for Holy Communion on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you, Jesus. I think your party didn't know it. Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, filled with your Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Even 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for spiritual authority to bind the enemy, hallelujah, to tread on serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. Take me, curse you from the root, and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We praise your name, O God. We honor your name. For all the glory and honor and the praise is yours in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this past Sunday, we say mini series entitled Loose Lips Sink Ships.
Amen.
And Pastor Peaches, I need you to read the addresses for tonight's service.
All right. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Proverbs 18. Verse 21, Psalms 119, verse 105, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 and 30, 1 Peter 1, Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9, Romans 1, verse 17b, that means the second part of that verse, Galatians 3, 11b, and Hebrews 11, 6.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Sunday, we shared with you the name of a gentleman. His name was Clairo Wilson, Jr. C-L-E-R-O-W, Clairo Wilson, J.R. Now, shortly after high school, he enlisted in the Air Force, and he served his 4 years in the Air Force. Now, during his time in the Air Force, touring when people would send him zingers, he would automatically give them a comic retort, a comic answer. And he did that so often and so much that people started calling him Flip. Couldn't pronounce his first name anyhow. So they started calling him Flip. And so he was given the nickname of Flip Wilson. So in 1970, years after he finished his tour of duty, he became the first African-American to have a syndicated national variety show called the Flip Wilson Show, or the Flip Show.
Yes. Uh-huh.
From 1970 to 1974.
Mm-hmm.
And two characters that he played, his show, stand out even till today. One was, of course, Geraldine, and her favorite statement was, "The devil made me do it." And some Christians today have adopted that as their excuse for doing something dirty and trying to call it clean.
Mm-mm-mm.
The devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do it. You decided to do it.
Mm-mm-mm.
But the other character that stood out was Reverend Leroy of the First Church of What's Happening Now.
Mm-hmm.
And what stood out about Reverend Leroy is a sermon. I know he had many sermons, but one sermon, that's the only one I can remember. Hallelujah. Yeah. And see, that was original from him. You see, during World War II, there were circulars printed by the government about some folk to try to keep folk from talking too much because there were spies all over the place. And they wanted to share a thought to keep your mouth shut because loose lips sink ships. That was a literal thing. Your lips are loose. It may cause one of our ships to be sank or one of the allies' ships because you had loose lips. Hallelujah. And we brought this on into today's today's life, the modern contemporary life, is that what you say can mess you up under your mouth. So if you don't guard your lips, you're going to mess yourself up. Well, that was part one. Now, this is loose lips, sink ships, part two. Hallelujah.
All right.
A sequel. Hallelujah. See, because what you say out of your mouth, somebody else's ship too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read that first scripture.
Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
See, one of the things, the job of parents is to launch their children on the right path.
Amen.
That's why they talk about the way they should go, to train up a child to the right path, so when they get older, they won't stray from that path.
Hallelujah.
But if we say the wrong thing over that child, we mess up. The first thing that we do, y'all, we name our child. Now, some of you like these African names or foreign names. I know Kajinga. Sounds cool. Kajinga. Sounds cool. That got the little ring to it. And so you name your boy child or your girl child Kajinga. Every day of their life, Kajinga, come here. Kajinga, come here. Kajinga means stupid. And so every day of their life, you call them stupid. And when they grow up, it's just, boy, that's stupid. You done called them stupid all their lives. They're going to act that way.
Amen.
It's called the law of attraction.
Oh, wow.
What you say out of your mouth, you're going to get.
Amen.
Even if you say it over your children, you're going to get that.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because it sounds pleasing to the ear don't mean you better look up that word. Now, take a couple of days before you start naming
your children. That's right.
The Bible talks about naming your seed.
Amen.
Your child is your seed.
Yes.
Give them a good name.
Amen.
Don't give them no crazy name and you don't even know what it means.
Amen.
And then when they're 35 and locked up in jail, you find out that their name meant criminal in Swahili, or thief in Bangladesh, or something of that kind of crazy stuff. Dumb. And you've been calling them that all the, before you name somebody, even though it sounds nice, it just falls off your tongue. You better find out what it means.
Amen. Amen.
Because guess what? Loose lips. Look here. And you're sinking your child's ship before they even got it all constructed all right and ready to roll.
Yes.
You done sank him.
Mm.
Loose lips sink ships for everybody else.
Amen, amen.
What you spew out of your mouth is going to mean a whole lot to them.
Yes.
Go ahead, read the next scripture.
Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
And your mouth is going to either give life or death. Look here. You can't even talk negatively about somebody not even your flesh and blood. Because everything you say out of your mouth is like a boomerang. Boomerang. Boomerangs were weapons from Australia. Oh, yeah, they're toys now. We got them as toys. But they were weapons. You throw it, and it would come back. It go do its damage, and it come back to you.
Yes.
Whatever you say out of your mouth, it's going to come back to you.
That's right. That's right.
You got to say the right stuff out of your
mouth. Amen. Amen.
Your mouth got to be filled with faith.
Words.
Amen. With loving words. I told you so many times that life is an open book test and the subject of life is love. And when you open your mouth, brother, when you open your mouth, sister, let it be love coming out of that mouth. Because if it ain't love coming out of that mouth, it's going to come back to you. If love is coming out of your mouth, guess what? It's going to come back to you, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every word you say out of your mouth is a boomerang. You laying somebody out, give them a piece of your mind, guess what? It's coming back to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because your words are a boomerang.
Yes.
You want to roll that rock down on them because they talked about you, and you roll over. That rock is going to go do its business, going to make a U-turn,
amen,
and come back and get you.
That's right.
That's in Proverbs, by the way.
That's right.
That ditch that you're digging for somebody because you feel that they're your enemy, guess who's going to fall in that ditch?
You.
Loose lips sink ships. Your ships, somebody else's, your children's ships.
Mm-hmm.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Watch what you say.
Amen.
You Amen. Say, well, I'm just calling it like it is. No. You are speaking it into being. Because what you see sometimes ain't what is.
Amen.
You walking into a room and see that everybody stopped talking, you assume they was talking about you. They may not have been talking about you. They might have been talking about something that they didn't want you to hear because they know you're a busybody. If you heard what they were talking about, it'd be all over the world in 2 hours.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you assume they were talking about you, and you start a drinking hater aid of all the fuckers in that room.
Oh, my goodness.
And you hating them. Guess what? It come back to you. Because everything you say out of your mouth is a boomerang. So you got to understand that what's in your heart, and then you add the spoken word to it, it gives birth to something.
Yes.
And it's going to affect you as well as whomever else you intended it to be.
Mm-hmm.
God in his heart. But then he spoke it out of his mouth, and the world came into being. You understand? You were made in whose image?
God's image.
God's image.
Amen.
What you say out of your mouth gives birth to something.
Yes.
So it's better be faith-filled words. In other words, your words should be full of faith. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Read the next scripture.
The next scripture is Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
That is just is not just why you want to give them the word of God. So, number one, it'll let them know where they're standing.
Hallelujah.
Because they could be standing on quicksand.
Amen.
And you'll stand on quicksand very long before you start sinking.
That's right.
So the lamp unto your feet, it lets you know where you're standing. But then it says something else in that scripture. It says, I lighten to my path.
Amen.
When you came to a trail of where they should go, that they won't, when they get old, they won't depart from the way. In other words, the light to that path, that they're on the right road, they have not stayed. The word of God is necessary. You need to let your children know that our life is an open book test.
Amen.
And that they need to deal with the book, the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It answers. It's not rocket science. The answer's in the book.
Hallelujah.
People talk, well, I went on a 40-day fast to try to get direct to the Lord. Did you read his word?
Amen.
Well, no. But that's his will. You're looking for the will of God? His word is the will. The will is his word.
Mm-hmm.
Open the book. It's not rocket science, y'all. It ain't difficult. Just take the book, pull the cover open, open the book. Now, in the technological age, we can talk to our smartphone and say, Siri or Alexa, where in the scripture does it talk about a hard-headed child? And so there'll be three or four options that will come up for the scriptures that you need to read. Whatever you're going through, you talk to your smartphone. And where in the scripture does it say thus and thus and thus and so? Because life is an open book test.
Mm.
When you went to school and you walked in the class and everybody got quiet because the teacher came in and said, I got some good news and bad news. Which one you want first? And most people say, well, okay, give us the bad news. The bad news is we're going to have a test today. Everybody said went down. And then one brave soul, Mr. Jones, can you tell us the good news now? Yes, I can. It's an open book test. And everybody's head went up and a big smile went up, except two guys in the back of the room, Beavis and Butthead. Beavis left his book in the locker. Butthead left his book at home. Everybody else happy because they got the book. Except those two.
Jesus.
The book is available to you.
Hallelujah.
If you can't find the book, if you can't find one, we'll give you a book. We'll give you the Bible. Just come and come and pick up the Bible. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, read another scripture. Loose lips.
Sink ships.
Sink ships. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:29-30. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Stop right there. Corrupt means bad, contaminated, dirty, ill-gotten, all that kind of bad stuff. Don't let it come out of your mouth because you can have what you say. Everything you say out of your mouth is a boomerang, buddy. Sister, it's a boomerang. Yeah, I cursed her out. And you go somewhere, and the 5 or 6 people stand up there cursing you out. Why did they do that? I ain't do nothing to them. You put it out there.
Right.
The law of attraction says what you put out, you're going to get. It's going to come back to you. Because loose lips,
sink ships.
You better say, your words should be faithful words. Faith-filled words. In other words, your words should be full of faith. That's what it is, whether you like it or not. You create the world you live in.
Amen.
What you say out of mouth is what you're going to get.
Glory, glory.
You women are looking for a husband. Say, oh, ain't no good men left around. Guess what? Ain't no good men left for you. I never can get anywhere. Things are always wild. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what? That's right. For you. You have what you say.
That's right.
It's
That's
a boomerang,
right.
baby.
Amen.
Lord, it's like what you say is like hitting a mirror.
Hallelujah.
And it's bouncing off the mirror and coming back to you.
Hallelujah.
It's like a trampoline. You remember the trampoline, Pastor?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been on a trampoline?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you jump down and you bounce back up.
Real high.
Your words are like you put it on a trampoline. You put it out there, come right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Beat me up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wait a minute. That scripture.
Right.
Go ahead.
But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Three things. Number one, it's what you say is supposed to be edifying means building up somebody,
yes.
Not tearing nobody down,
yes.
not giving people what for, but building somebody up, edifying, and then it says grace to hear. In other words, what you're talking about, they may not deserve good stuff that you want to give them. You give it to them anyway. Grace is unmerited favor. They didn't deserve it, but you're going to bless them anyhow. That's what you need to do. Your child did everything you told him not to do, but you're still going to love him anyway.
Amen.
You're going to speak words of life and hope. You're not going to devalue him. You're going to value him. You're not going to take his strength away. You're going to empower him.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to call him stupid, dumb, idiotic.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to tell, oh, that's dumb what you did. I'm not calling you dumb, but it was dumb what you did. You don't even say that.
That's right.
You keep those negative, hurtful words out of your vocabulary.
Amen.
I told my children when they were younger, I said, look here, you want to call your brother or sister name?
Yeah.
You call me little lawyer you little doctor you,
yeah.
You little entrepreneur you. You call them something positive. Don't call them nothing negative.
Amen.
Because you can have what you say. And one of my children, all of them took it to heart. One of them really became an entrepreneur. You know, had bought properties and had a daycare center and a boutique.
All it is.
And she would tell folks, call them the little entrepreneur you. And guess what? It came back to her.
That's right. She became the entrepreneur.
She became the entrepreneur.
Yes.
Your words you say out of your mouth. What was his name? Chris Rock or Chris, I don't know which one it was, says, do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Do you understand the words that's coming out of your mouth? Because what you come out of your mouth with is coming back to you.
Uh-huh.
You ought to go check it in and then they move for
it.
Because loose lips.
Thank you.
Good words.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give a good result. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
What's that? Verse 30 of that scripture?
Yes, that was. Yes, that was 29 and 30.
30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
If you say anything that's corrupt, bad, inflammatory, unholy, indecent,
it's
going to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Watch what you say out of your mouth. Because there might be some blessings supposed to be coming your way or to your children or your children's children. But because you let some corrupt communication come out of your mouth, it's going to do what?
Mm.
Sink your ship.
Amen.
Or sink their ship. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Read another scripture.
1 Peter 1:15-17.
Go ahead.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who is of respect of persons, judges according to every man's work, the time of your sojourn.
In other words, he said, be in all manner, just as some of what they say all manner of conversation. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Just on Sundays.
No.
All
manner.
You mean I can't lose it? Yeah. Well, if you lose it, you ask God to forgive you because you blew it. Ask Him to forgive you for your misstep.
Be ye holy.
He said, be ye holy as I am holy. That's in your conversation, too.
Oh, I am holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Thank
yes,
you,
yes, yes.
Because loose lips.
Sink ships.
You say, well, that's just me. Your loose lips will sink your children's ships.
Mm.
And your grandchildren. And your siblings. And maybe your mother or father, your grandparents. And you wonder why stuff is happening. You say, we going through. Why? Because you got loose lips. Keep your mouth, and, you know, Grandma said this, and it was really true because she's trying to help you, buddy. If you can't say nothing good.
Don't say none at all.
Don't say nothing at all.
Amen.
She's trying to save you from grief because what you say out of your mouth is a boomerang. It'll come right back to you.
Mm.
Go ahead, read me another.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6:7-9. Hallelujah. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that's
what you sow, what you think, what you say, what you do are seeds that are planted in the earth.
Amen.
To get effectuate spiritual reality is when you think it in your heart and then you speak it out of your mouth. That creates something.
Mm.
That's how the world came into being. It was in God's heart, and he spoke it out of his mouth.
Spoke it out of his mouth.
And then start saying, so you got to piss your cup. Guard your mouth. Come on now. Because loose lips.
Sink ships.
Loose lips. Sink ships. And then you complain to God, why? Why you didn't do this? You didn't answer my prayer. No, you sank your ship. I was sending a ship to you, knucklehead. Your mouth. Mouth Almighty. My mama told me don't bite your tongue. My mama's been on welfare all her life. It's supposed to be a stopgap, not a lifelong career.
Amen.
One lady came to me when I was working with the Department of Social Services for benefits. She had a bunch of children. She just lost her job. And I asked her, how'd you lose your job? Well, my boss asked me to do something that wasn't in my job spec, and I gave him what for. Because my mama told me, don't bite your tongue. Who's feeding your children now?
Mm-mm-mm.
You used to feed your children with your job. Loose lips. And the sad part about it is people are depending on you, looking to you for support, and you got loose lips. They in trouble. If you on the plane and you're the pilot, everybody that passenger on your plane is in deep stuff.
Amen.
Where you the more shots, huh? Everybody is in deep stuff.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you got loose lips.
That's right.
It coming back to you. And everybody that's on your plane, in your garden, they're in trouble. Give me another scripture.
I ain't finished reading them. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Stop right there. See, because your flesh want to tell you, I got to lay them out. They attack me, I'm going to attack them. I'm going to give them what for. I'm going to call them everything but a child of the king. But go ahead, read that again.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, for he that shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting.
Thank you, Chief.
And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Look here. You say, oh, Lord, I get tired of trying to be nice to these folks. And they treat me so bad.
They're taking advantage.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of me. They're playing me for a fool. Mm-hmm. I've got to lay them out at least just one time. No, you don't.
Amen.
Don't you be weary and well-doing.
Amen.
For in due season. If your season hadn't come yet, your due season hadn't come yet, you better hold on.
Hallelujah.
Because loose lips,
fake shit.
So you better hold on. Don't mess up your due season.
Because
you just
Hallelujah.
Got tired. Yes. Taking it on the job,
yes.
Taking it in your community, taking it in your family.
Mm.
I just want to lay them out this one time. One time, we just talk. Your ship is in sight of the shore, getting ready to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And your loose lips. See, that's a shame to have your ship sink in the harbor. Just a few feet from docking and giving you what you've been asking for, looking for years. Loose lips. And sink your ship and a lot of folks' ships, your children's ships. You can't say something negative about somebody and expect them to be blessed. You lay them out, and then the next week you want to invite them to your church. What kind of mess is that? I ain't coming to your church. You laid me out last week. What kind of church you go to? First Church of What's Happening Now? I'm going to get them before they get me? I ain't coming to your church. I don't want what you have. What you had don't sound like it's any good.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Read some more.
Let's see. Romans 1. 17b, the just shall live by faith.
That's your mantra. Look, what you say, Anima, you got to stop. God did not command you to habitually say, what you, you know, your pain and suffering. He did not issue an edict to continually discuss all the negative and all the bad things that are happening to you.
Mm.
That's not a faith extender. Come on now. Because look here. He did not tell you to do that. And to be honest with you, people who do that are trying to get you to come to that pity party. They're trying to tell you all the things that they're attacking their body. They're trying to tell you, God did not tell us to describe everything the devil's doing. It's, he wants you to describe everything that he's doing.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what scripture in the Bible that says describe what the devil's doing in your life. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Now, if you have that scripture, you call me after the service and give that scripture to me. Don't try to testify to me.
Hallelujah.
Because you know what you're doing? When you do that and start describing what the devil's doing, you actually test the line. Why you say that, Brother Bird? Because the devil is a liar and the father of them, and you're describing what the devil is doing. That's a lie. Because God, Christ said, hallelujah, the word of God says, with his stripes I am healed. And then he went even further. The Bible says, he said, with his stripes you were healed. In other words, you are healed. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
He didn't say to tell, to verbalize everything the devil's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He put it all in a little place. He said, we know the devil's going about to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But you don't describe what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You describe what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's faith walk. That's faith talk. You're describing what the devil's doing. That's called loose lips, sinking ships.
Because
when you call out the demon, he goes, you got a dog named Rover. You say, hey, Rover. Even if you're using a comma in a sentence, he's going to think you're calling him, and he's going to come.
Yep.
If you didn't really have it, it was one of those false things, like that false labor pains. Y'all know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Women.
Right.
Yeah, the false labor pains. You didn't really have labor pains. It was a false pain. So sometimes you have false whatever. It really wasn't there. But when you say it out of your mouth, you get birth. Loose lips.
Ain't shit.
Hallelujah. Let me know the scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. The just shall live by faith.
The just shall live by faith. Two scriptures.
Yeah.
The just shall live by faith. How many times has God got to tell you the just shall live by faith? You want to live a holy, a righteous life. You want to live a victorious life. Then you got to live by what?
Faith.
And most of us live by fear.
Mm.
We need to stop that.
Lord, hallelujah.
Forgive us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me even saying that. I plead the blood of Jesus over that. The just shall live by faith, not fear.
Amen. Amen, amen.
And I decree and declare that most of us are going to live by faith.
Amen.
I decree and declare. I clean that one up real quick. We live by faith.
Amen.
We are prophetic beings.
Yes.
If you're living in the spirit, you're prophetic. Because what you say out of the mouth, that's what you live in.
Yes.
What you say out of your mouth is your world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're saying it about somebody else. What you say out of your mouth is your world. Is your created thing. Because loose lips think shit. So you got to say good stuff. Because the just shall live by faith. Read another scripture. I'm up with
Hebrews 11:6.
Without faith. Go ahead.
It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Number one, don't be thinking you will get a reward if you're not living by faith.
Amen.
If you don't please God, then you don't please God. You displease him.
Amen.
Without faith, it's impossible.
Amen.
To please God.
Amen.
With the faith, you displease God.
Amen.
You're looking for a reward and you don't have faith.
Mm-mm.
Every time I talk to you and you tell me why you can't do this and can't do that, I don't want to hear it. I ain't got no conversation for you. I'm tired of hearing you say, I can't do this, I can't do this, because I got this, I got that, the dog, the cat, the hallelujah, the car, the boat, the airplane. I don't want to hear that. I need a faith extender.
Yeah.
I need somebody to edify me, to build me up. To give me some hope, to give me a faith extender so I can grab a hold to. I ain't grabbing a hold to your pain and distress and agony on you. I ain't you wonder why I don't call you like I used to. But I'm tired of hearing you say, I can't do this because I'm sick. I want somebody to say, with the stripes, I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Not why I can't do something, but how I can do something.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all got to hear me now. I love you with the love of the Lord. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah.
But sometimes I got to love folk at a distance. Because I don't need no depressing conversation. I ain't receiving that. You got loose lips. I ain't gonna be in earshot of your loose lips. Cause it might sink my ship. That's why I always pray for hallelujah, glory to God. Ungodly soul tie. You describing what the devil's doing is ungodly.
Amen. Amen.
God didn't tell you to do that. If he did, give me book, chapter, and verse. And I'll say, I was, oh, yeah, no, but I love you with the love of the Lord, but I'm going to love you at a distance. I want to talk to people that got hope, who got faith, who speak the words of God, who open up the book and read it, and just don't select a stuff in it that will please them to let them stay in their comfort zone. God didn't tell you to stay in a comfort zone. He said, get in my zone.
Hallelujah.
The love zone.
Hallelujah.
Some folk in the twilight zone, some folk in the dead zone, and some folk in the comfort zone. God said, get in the God zone.
Amen.
In the God zone, there's love.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's joy, there's peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't mess with me. Don't come and try to tell me why I can't do nothing. You in the hospital, that's one thing. You can't be in two places at one time unless you move spirit well and do that. But in this earth suit, the earth suit can only be in one place at one time, as far as I know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word that came forth. Lord, we ask that the harvest go out.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name. Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. For the second part of Loose Lips Saintship. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning. Hallelujah. For praise and worship. That number is 605-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND.
Yes!
We have an awesome time in the morning with the Lord. Hallelujah. Start your day out with a bang. Hallelujah. Start your day out with praising Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See you in the morning.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the Lord.
More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My Lord. desire more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench,
yes, Lord,
this thirsting of mine.
Hallelujah.
Bread,
yes,
of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Feed me till I'm wanting no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I lift, yes, it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and cleanse,
hallelujah,
this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
God bless you all. Love you. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah.